You are listening to BensTorah.com.
We're going to focus on what I would call situations where keeping of aim becomes very difficult for a child to adhere to. And the particular situation we're going to be dealing with tonight is where the parent seems to want to use their parental authority to tell the child that since keeping of aim is such a holy, powerful mitzvah, that therefore what I tell you to do should supersede other mitzvahs contained in the Torah. Now, there's a Gemara Yavamis, I want you in the sheets over here that have, you know, the, looks like this, the sheet. I want you to turn to page number 2. And I want you in particular, besides page number 2, to also take the single sheet, which is the Rambam sheet that I also gave out tonight, and have both of them available in front of you as I develop this part of the shiur this evening. The Gemara Yavamos asks a question: why don't you say, for instance, that if a parent tells us through parental authority that I want you to mekalel Shabbos, why don't you say an asay should be done for those asay? The mitzvah of kibud av aim, which the Torah compares to kibud av mor hakadosh baruch hu, why should that not supersede the concept of kibud Shabbos? So the Gemara says, we're doing now 2a on the right hand side of the Gemara Yavamos. It says the following, we can start in the second line. Pace and Pavendu, so Yahweh, you have Kibbut of Aim there for Shabbos. I might have thought the Kibbut of Aim is so powerful to be there for Shabbos. Tamalom, or to place a Pasek from Pashas to Goshen. Ish, Elov of Kibbahu, V'eshapsosai Krishnoil. In one Pasek, after the Torah makes a Hekish, between the concept of Mor of Aim and between the concept of Shmir of Shabbos. What is the meaning of this? Kulkem Kayyam and Mithodim. All of you are tarif to give me cover. Now, what does that mean? Now, what is the meaning of this letter Shazam? The proportion in the Mesek is rather than the Rama say that this is the actual essence of this letter Shazam. If I did not have the concept of this pasuk in Pashas Kedoshim, I would think Hashgachah was based upon my whole discussion last week. The kibud av aim is so theologically important, so halakhically Hashgachah is significant, that appearance, kibud, and moira should allow me to have that massive asay dover the lovs asay even at lovs asay of Shabbos. Why I don't say that is based upon an interesting Zerusah puzzle where the Torah juxtaposed the hekesh between Kibbut of Aim and Shmir of Shabbos. Why did God put them together in the same puzzle? To tell you that Kibbut of Aim is not good for the Shabbos. Even though the fact of Moira and Kibbut of Aim, that's wonderful, but the problem is that there's a mitzvah of Shmir of Shabbos against it. Shmir Shabbos cannot be overridden, as great as Kibbut of Aim is, based upon the concept of the Kedushas HaMitzvahs. And the Gemara has a Medrash Chazar upon this, for why? I say that for us, I say, Kulotem Chayav Mitzvah. Because when it comes to Mitzvah Shabbos, or for that matter, all Mitzvahs, because it ends up, this is a paradigm, since you and your parents are trying to get covered in Marit HaKadosh Baruch Hu, my covenant of Mora supersedes the covenant of Mora that you're supposed to give to your parents. So therefore, what you're playing around with over here is, if your parents say to the Chalal Shabbos, they want their covenant of Mora to be listened to. Your parents, but obviously, want you to violate Shabbos, which is a fiddle of the covenant of Mora, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whose covenant of Mora is more powerful? The covenant of your parents, or the covenant of Mara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Isn't it obvious, when Rabbi Shem says, that my father Amara Tigawa, because not only your Kayyav and my father Amara, your parents are Kayyav and my father Amara. So if that's the case, I supersede their father Amara, Kukum and Hayam Nikhmaudi, they cannot get these Kibbutz Avayim to tell you to violate not only Hilchos Shabbos, but they can't tell you to violate any other mitzvah contained in the Torah because of Kukum. That's the maskara of the Gemara Sefer Tzibavos. Now, based upon that Gemara,
excuse me, Shabbos is not a mere law, it's more than that, it needs a skila.
It needs a skila, that just shows you that even so, there was a Havamina without this extra Xeris Akasit, because of the Hashkata value of the concept of Tibet of A. And how powerful that mitzvah might be, we need a special Xeris HaKasef to tell us, do not use that smara to obviate the mitzvahs of the Torah. You realize now how powerful Kibbutz Avayim is. I mean, when you have any other mitzvahs that you think that this mitzvah can override Shabbos, Kibbutz Avayim, the Gemara has a zelach in the Sar. It's a pellet, if you think about it, it is a pellet light. But once you realize how powerful Kibbutz of the parents is, Shakul, we learned the last week, that the father of our HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we might have thought it has that potency. Now, I want you to think out the singular sheet over here that I handed out to Rambam, and I want to show you how the Rambam passes this. If you look at Halacha Yudbeis on the left hand side of the page in the single sheet, so the Rambam codifies it in the following fashion. Mishamala Ovid Lavar al Dibrei Peira. A father who told his child to violate Torah, Bein she'amal la lava a mitzvah lo saseh, whether he told him to violate any of the lava contained in the Torah, or lavatu mitzvah saseh, if lavatu one of the mitzvah saseh, afilu shel divreya, even if he told him only to violate rabbinical law, hareza lo yishma lo, you can't listen to him. Shenev ish imo v'ovet kira'u, eshapsosa tishmaru, kultem chayyavim nefrodi. So what you see is that Rambam quotes the Gemara from the Ramos, but the Rambam does something else there. What the Rambam does, he adds on to the Gemara. But the Gemara later on quotes two other examples of this, and all of the examples the Gemara quoted are derisives. Your father is telling you, to the Chalal Shabbos, cook for me, bake for me. Your father is telling his child who's a kohen, go into the base of the virus and retrieve that item from it. Don't be worried about too much of telling him. Your father is telling you, you see that Aveda in the street. Don't bother retrieving it. Don't be mentioned Aveda. My father is more important. Take care of me. The Gemara gives various examples, different levels of various pieces of it. But in the Gemara, I only know that Xeris HaKasef is telling us to deal with the derisives. The Rambam says it all of a sudden deals with the derabbanan as well. You would think even of the end, which is a deraisa, could supersede the derabbanan, even derabbanan doesn't supersede. The question is, where did the Rambam get this from? You hear what I'm asking you. So it's interesting and fascinating. If you look at the Kesef HaMishnah on the left hand side of the page, in Halakha Yudbeis, the Kesef Mishnah gives us the Makar. He says, when the Rambam says over here, Mashakasav Rabbeinu, this is about two things down in Halakha Yudbeis in the Kesef Mishnah, Mashakasav Rabbeinu, Afilu Shel Dibrahem, Nira Shatam Hashem Dechevi Dekaimelon, Kovivu De Rabbanan Asmechinu Allah Velos Sasser, Arehu Kukol Dibrei Tov. Now let me explain to you what the Kesef Mishnah is saying over here, because this has unique significance, especially according to the Shittas HaRambam. What he is alluding to is the Rambam is being hoyach the Shittas. The Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchos Mamrim, just you should know the Hilchos Kibbutz Avayim is contained in Hilchos Mamrim, in the sixth chapter. From the very beginning of Hilchos Mamrim, the Rambam describes the mitzvah saseh of mitzvah saseh lishmol divrei chachamim, and sees a kol asher yerucha, and he talks about the lo saseh, lo sasur yeminu smol. So it comes to listening to a chachamim, is the mitzvah saseh, And the Losa said, Losa soy yininus mach. When it comes to the Chazal promulgated. The Rambam says in Perek Aleph, Hilchos Mamre, what dine Torah come under the Asay and Losa say? So the Rambam says very simply, I want you to know the following answer to this. When it comes to the Asay and Losa say, there are three areas of halakha that this applies to. What he says is Varim Shalom Dimitri Yashua, and Perish Lapet. It refers to all the Messiah saying of Adar Halach and Moshe Sinai, or Perush with the Bal Sinai, anything that's an oral tradition from Sinai. There's the Mitzvah saying, this is Lausa say, to listen to what they tell us and then transmit to us, and not to deviate. That's category number one. Category number two, the Rabbi says, the Varim Shalom do. The Yudhulidus of Perigidim, that's just bad. Any created drush, the Chazal Darshan expanded Perish by using Yudhulidus, is likewise Mechlalas on the Deraisa level, under the concept of an Asay and those Asay. And now we come to the part I want to share with you. He then says, in the third category, all the things that we have as Siyogim of Perigidim, the Zeiraus, Kakanos, and the Hagos, all of these are also subsumed under the Asay and Losasay. So here I want to spend a couple of minutes because this will be to give you the understanding what the Rambam did and what the Rambam said. The Rambam's of the opinion that even though we say this is a Deraisa and this is a Devabana, but what's interesting and fascinating is that the way we know from the Rebbe Shalom that he wanted us to make Derabbanan, and we're not violating Bal Tosef or Bal Tikva, is the pasuk with the Mardash of the Masechta Zevamos, Asu Mishmeres Mishmarti, that we should make all different types of protective devices for the Torah. The Roshim used by the Mishnah later on is Asu Siyog LeTorah, which means on a Deraisa level, Hashem mandated the Chazal of Perush Lapet that when you see that Torah needs special kakanos and gezeros and siyagim and such to preserve the essence of the law, to preserve the spirit of the law and such, like Muktzav HaShabbos, to make as an example, or the concept of Eivadim when it comes to carrying on Shabbos, or to commemorate historical events like Ner Chanukah, or the concept of Mitzvah when it comes to Purim and Tzeimer. When you see there's a necessity to add these phenomena for various types of reason, Hashkafas HaTorah, the halach is I'm giving you a divine diaraisa mandate as soon as the Mishmarti, number one. Number two, the mitzvah of Asisa Kol HaShe Yavukah and Nisa Lo Sasser applies to them as well. It means you'll ask me why am I not free to listen to the rabbis, Gezeris and Tachanis, such, because Hashem said in the Torah, Asisa Kol HaShe Yavukah, which includes even rabbinical legislation, Lo Sasser, which includes even rabbinical legislation. So even though the rabbinical legislation is a Derabana, and the biblical is a Deraisa, but our mandate to create them, and the concept of our listening, Asay Lo Sasser, applies to them as well. Interesting dichotomy over here. One of the questions posed by some of the Rishonim, well, if that's the case, how can you pass and suffer the Raisa Lachum and suffer the Avadon Lachula? If everything is a Raisa, very famous Kasha of the Ramban, and the answer given by Rav Chaim in his Kiryat Sefer is very simple. What?
No.
Oh. Well, you know what I'm saying. So that he says that this is the Kasha that the Ramban asks. I can take Sabbat the Rabban Lukula, Sabbat the Kumra. If everything is the Raisa, even the Rabban should be the Kumra. That is Kasha. So the Kiryat Sefer answers in a very, very simple terms. That the Rabban themselves, even though they had the authority to make their Rabbanos, and they're going to say, those I say for us to listen to what they promulgate, but they wanted to be careful to let everybody know this is a Raisa and this is a Rabban. Especially when the Shittas Rambam holds later on in Hilchos Mamre, if Chazal promulgate a Derabban as a Deraisa, the Bezim HaGadol, the Vayin Bal Tosef, So the Rambam says, when it comes to promulgating under the Rabbanan, the guy has to declare and identify this as a Rabbanan and a Deraisa. One of the ways they therefore want to distinguish between the Deraisa and the Rabbanan is when it comes to suffering. So, Heimamu. You might be pleased to listen to the Mani Deraisa, and the Golosa said also be Mechazikit. And the fact of the matter is, there's a mismatch reference to the Rabbanan. But in order for you to realize this is a Derabadan, that's a Deraisa, Besfeiko, we pass him. Our Derabadan should be go to Kula Pesachle, the Deraisa should go to Kula. This way you know this is a Derabadan, hate on or hate on. So that's the case. Come to the definition, he says. If every Mitzvah Derabadan therefore comes under the Mitzvah Sisakon HaShiyelucha, and Losas applies to it, and the Gemara is after Sivolas is Mechadish. Kulkum Hayam Mechodi, every Mitzvah Deraisa that exists. So Asim Ulaisa said, you and your parents are the feet to be recovered from Moira. You got to listen to me. If every Rabbanan therefore is Nikla under the Deraisa, as every Deraisa is, although Asim Ulaisa said, buttressing it, if he had to schlepse it even with the Rabbanan in the field of Kulkum Hayam Mechodi, so the theory tells you to violate the Rabbanan. What he's telling you to do is violate the Asisa Kodesh Yerucha. He's telling you to violate the Sasser. That's also a Deraisa. That's what the Ram is being accomplished, that the Ram is teaching us, and that's what the Ram derived, and how the Rabbanan took the Gemara and expanded it to the next level. Very important. Now, that's point number one I want to make tonight. Point number two I want to make tonight is another question entirely. And that is, if your parents telling you to do a very Rav Shabbos, Hillel Shabbos is compared to a violation of Kol HaTorah Kula. We pass him, a mumul of Hillel Shabbos is a mumul of Kol HaTorah Kula, the Dina Ta'akko. Like a person is a mumul of Hillel Shabbos, a Kol HaTorah Kula. But when you tell the children, Hillel Shabbos is a very, very serious thing. The question I want to pose to you is, if a father tells you to Mechallel Shabbos, that must be that the father himself is a Mechallel Shabbos. If the father is a Mechallel Shabbos, or Mechallel Averis, a Kula Tehra Kula, is he not a Rasha? Are you Mechallel Al Tibur of Ein? To get covered to your father and mother, if they're violating Kula Tehra Kula, if they're showing, is there a Mitzvah Tibur of Ein? Hear him saying to you, I was just dealing with the assumption there is a Mitzvah, and I'm going to listen to them. Now I'm asking a much more basic question. Who says it's a mitzvah to listen to them if they're a shayim and being a kalal? Or like they're a kula. I want to show you a machlokas rishonim. This is interesting. This is fascinating. Look at the Rambam sheet again, Rabbi Yisai. And I want to show you now how lovely you are on the same page. The Rambam says, Amam zechayim b'kivet b'ilavet b'amorah. Very colorful. Your parents had illicit relationships. This is incest. There's some other arayas, but there's no thesis condition. And a child is created as a mamzer. Now, your parents' rishus brought them into existence. Afal pi ken yirchai b'kavah b'avah b'morah. Afal pi shupatr amakas l'vatavasa asiyat v'shuda. These are makas of, and kolasa doesn't apply to a father, who is a Rasha Amamzer, but the fact is, Kibbut Aveng in the other areas of Kibbut Aveng, and what we've discussed on last week's share of other things you're supposed to do in the country, you can't cover from Myra, that applies even to a person whose father caused them to be a Mamzer. Shafil Ahayu of Rasha Ubala Beiras, Mechabdo Umisyari Yemen. Isn't that part of it? The Rabbi makes a dichotomy that Kibbut of Ein applies even to a father who's a Rasha. The only thing the father's rishus exempts you from, that we have a power of it to shame, if I need some beds, then you're not right over here. If you face the Maka of Ein, and you cause a bloody wound, you're probably going to need some beds. If you carry it to Rasha, you're not right in that. But Kibbut of Ein, when you're generating a certain aura of respect and Kibbut, that halacha l'maaseh still applies even to a parent who's a baal averus, except in a kind of Russia. So, parallel to the Gemara, we can deal with it in a couple of minutes. It's mamish, it's marvelous avayah. Now, What I want to point out to you is two things. Number one, the fact of the matter is that the Rambam, in an earlier paragraph of Islam, says that if your parents are mamish or shoyim to move, and we see from that Rambam that halacha applies, if you're not trying to keep it over. So some of the afraid of that seems to be speaking between Rambam and Perek Vav and Rambam and Perek Hei, which I'll get back to very shortly. To make things even more interesting, the Rambam's psak over here, if your parents are not Elohim, but they're the Shoyim, Rebbe Tam Paskins and one of the confessors said in Shas, a parent is not Isa Maisa Amcha, you're not required to give him even a few little other. So there's a machlokes for Shoyim, or a machlokes for Shoyim, whether or not Kibbutz of an aim applies to a parent, Shayna Isa Maisa Amcha, who basically violates the Kola Tedakula. Where the Rambam says there is Kibbutz of an aim, the Rebbe Tam and his group held Allah Kabasla, there is no Kibbutz of an aim. Interesting machlokes. In the Shulchan Aruch, what's interesting even more, is that there's a power in the Kaaba passes like the Rambam, there's still five in Kibbutz of an aim. And the Rambam seems to pass in like the Shulchan Rebbe Tam, now Ashkenaz Ashkenazim, then that is a nice amulet you're basically put. So, the obvious question which then is posed on me is the following. If you're telling me, parents, but obviously speaking, you know, there's a question over here about how often lies in the truth to listen to your parents, then the Rambam in Perek Vav would appear, even of a halakha l'masa, you have to give a thought of the moment. But the fact of the matter is, at the end of the day, if they tell you to violate Torah, you're not required to listen to that. So the question many Rishonim asks is, if they weren't Rishonim up until this point in time, if your parents are now telling you to mechallel Shabbos de'Aisa, or do another Aveira on that level, why does that not make them a Rasha by definition at that juncture in time? So the Radvaz says on the writing side by Halakhi Beis, the Radvaz says, this doesn't come under the question whether or not a parent is a Rasha. So he says the following, Allah Hitaga, Shamallah, Aftasa, Sephatam, Makan, Wandu, the Dibor, Ramibu Rasha. That telling a child to do something, even to violate Kulat and Rakula, doesn't make you a Rasha yet. Only if you do an actual Maisi yourself, and you violate the Galavaris actively, and we say that makes you a Rasha and perhaps gives you a halakhic status. The Dibur Lavad, the halakha, my only part that gives you a status of a person trying to use the Bedin is the concept of a Mesis, a Mesis Medea. A Hasasla Hadav, he tried to convince people to worship idolatry. So then the Tariq Makhadish, a trying to use the Bedin for Dibur. But all other Aveiros, to give you the status of the Chilul Shabbos, you got Mechal Shabbos physically, telling someone else Mechal Shabbos doesn't give you the status of Rasha at that point in time. But I do want to mention to you that when it comes to Pesach Halacha, the Makaba says that Kibbutz of Ein, even for a parent for Shoyim, is still applicable, but Rabbeinu Tamar says not. The Halacha Masa will tell you tremendous things. The Chazon Ish says, in Hulka Shchit and such, that all of this is based upon the theoretical abstract of theoretical Halacha. He claims that his mom has that, no matter what your parents do, when it comes to Kol Shabbos or other non-performance of the Torah, if your parents come from an assimilated and acculturated background, and they're not formally Talmidei Chachamim and Talmidei Chachamot that are now theological rejectionists, knowingly of the Torah, but their life up until now has been full of amarasis and misconception, if they're telling you to the power of the Torah, they're not categorized as even a possible Rasha. They're not categorized Eino Samai Sa'anka. They are categorized as a Enoch Shemishna. This is not as that since from by Shemi has been surrendered to Tzach. Since from by Shemi and Hashtok has been weakened in the world of Antisina Hashem Ziyad, nobody could be categorized except for major theological rejections and what they're doing. And basically speaking, you categorize as a Rasha on what the Rebbe Tam and the Rambam are arguing about. That we did a thing in Shemishra. Once we did a thing in Shemishra, even the Rambam always did it for the Rebbe Tam. You no longer can say Ein Eisa Maisa Amicha, and therefore every parent today, with the Dinah Shanishma, with the Kiev of Kibin of Ein, that's a very important tackle up, we think about it for a couple of minutes. Especially about you have to realize, you know, I just commanded about two of them to put that I know if I can put the Kazanish. I just watch though what happens when he comes back home, so I shake it, and I listen to you. If you take your Rabban, but you have the Kazanish still to him, that changes the picture in a tremendous fashion. And there, if that's the case, that downgrade of the Ramah doesn't apply to most parents by who base the Amarat and don't know what they're doing anyway, and therefore their definition is very important. The Rambam goes as far in the Chazanish quotes. The Rambam says in Perek Gimel of this Maamarim, that the Tinei Shnishma doesn't mean he's never been explained anything. We're talking about children who've been brought up in a total non-religious, ignorant environment their entire lives. The Rambam says, even if somebody sits down with them later on and explains them everything, tells them everything, but since their entire life they've been oriented to a total rejection of this type of religious behavior, the non-receptivity is treated as if they're an others to violate and they can't be held properly. That's a psak of the Rambam in Hilchos Maamarim Perek Gimel, which the Chazanish subscribes to. So even if the child comes back from Shiva, she goes back to seminary and tries to educate her parents, but they don't succeed, you don't say now, up until now, they were shaking and now they're mezidin. They're unloosing the Tinei Shnishma, and that's a very important cloud to deal with most posting. We deal with Shemus Allah Masa today, use this Chazanish as the matar for leniency when it comes to certain problems, for making myself clear. The only one who would be a Rosh Hashanah Anka is the Shemus Yiddish. Now, Gavaldi Balaman decided to give it all up, a great girl who went to seminary and had tremendous knowledge and also decided to rebel, that's called the Shemus Yiddish. They can reach out in Oysa Masa Anka. Most of my rachas today does not come to their day. Now, with all of this in mind, Rabbi Sides, we're now going to come to a very interesting case. I'm going to give you an application of this. What I want you to do is take out the third sheet that you have at your availability. That's this sheet. And what I want you to do in this sheet, Rabbi Sides, is first turn to page number 2. Page number 2. Now, what I first want to show you is right on the bottom of the page, where my finger is, you have a Shuva of the Rosh, Rabbeinu Asher. This is not going to be an application, the Rambam just showed you and the Gemara showed you of Kulchem Chayav Mitzvah. So the Rosh gives the following example. Ha'av Shetzif Espanel, a father told his son, Shalo Yidabe Imploni V'Shalo Yimcholo Adman Kutu. I have a fight with that person, I'm angry with this person, I don't want you to speak to them, I don't want you to be mold to them, until it's in time that I give you permission to do such. But the child's feeling is, Abenho Yerosu Maskayas Niyat. The child feels that the father's attitude is inappropriate, and he wants to make up with the person his father's fighting with. Mulei tzavas chavit. So what's the halach? The father's using cubit of the aim to hit his son over the head. If you don't listen to me, you violate cubit of the aim. So the Rosh paskins, ein lo lochosh lo tzavaso. I don't do to my father's command. She'os lo sono, we shouldn't even think any Jew. By sisna afisa bina, whatever. Your father by telling you to promulgate the machlokas and the city asks for that Jew that you should take on the machlokas, he's telling you to violate the law of the Sisna, Kulkin Kayyam the Trogi, Vanki Kathy Novak, I cannot participate in that. That's number one. Example number one. I want you now to turn the page momentarily to page number 3, and I want you to look at your face side on the bottom of the page before you get to the top of the page. Right over here. It says, now this rabbi's side, I can tell you, I get shameless of fathers every week. And this is Manish Maisim Shehoyi Oyom Yom. Listen to this. Av Shehoyi Chola. My father is sick, he's getting old, he's sick. The Tzibuha, when the doctors gave a medical charge, Shehoyokom Akhozet. They're giving him a special diet. Maybe he'll die better for some other stuff. Don't eat that. Don't drink that. But Abba Vakai Shreva now. So after they come back to the doctor's office, the first thing the father does is he says to his son, forget about what the doctor told me. Abedatka want you to get that food for me. Abedatka want you to get that drink for me. Abba Vakai Shreva now. So what's the halakha? You shouldn't cooperate. I feel over. Listen to this. The father gives him a guilt complex. The father says, I won't forgive you. If you're not going to give it to me. Why? Because it's causing the father to violate the peace of the Isa. Of Mishmarti Ma'oyim Hashem Sefer. And since there's at least a little evil of the Mitchell, for you to be a cooperative agent over here, making him violate his medical mandates not to do such, the father's telling you to violate their ISIS, and you're not allowed to listen to him. And there you have to beg off in a covenant way and say, God, you know I cannot do it. In all these cases, I want to mention the post to point out. That when it comes to refusal, you don't refuse with screaming and yelling, you refuse with a humble voice, Tati, Mommy, I love you, I really want to do what's good for you, I really respect you, but I can't allow you to do something that's going to undermine your existence physically and spiritually, and then say nicely done. That's what you've done with Derek Kavai, and therefore, Halakha L'Maaseh, this is another example. This little story comes from Sefer Chasidim, Rabbi Yehuda Akasa. The next example I want to use from Sefer Chasidim is the one on the bottom of the page. Listen to this. In Ein Tzitzel of an Ar Ezel Baba, it seems the father and mother in this household don't have the greatest loving relationship. And the mother whispered a special command, a special tzibui to her child. The father saw the broken fibers, and he realized there's some sages over here that he'd like to hear what she's telling him to do. Yishol Avla Beno, Amalak, Abani, I want you to basically tell me what in the world she told you. And the child knows their baby because she got you low, the MS. If I revealed to my father, my mother told me this now. Michal Saleh, I'll have a tremendous fight with her, I'll be angry at her. So what's the halakha? Lo Yagigo, Mashat Sitsa, the Mutal of Shinas, and the Hashalom. Hello, right by. Who do we have a paradigm of that in Flemish? The Rabbi Shalom. When it came to the question of, you know, Sarah's reaction to the Besuga concerning her having children, she not only thought that she was incapacitated, she says, my husband's incapacitated, I shouldn't have revealed that to him. Because he realized that if she said, that a husband's an old man, he can't produce children, and he would have said that to Abraham, he would not have promulgated too much Shalom Bayis. So Chazal say, Shina HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because of Shalom, Allah's Kabbalah, we have to do the same thing, we use our common sense. In all these cases, Rabbi Sai, the information is pretty self-evident, there are derisives from all around that are being dealt with over here, these are pretty easy to see and to understand and to comprehend. What I want to show you tonight, however, is the Peledik of Machlokes between the Mashal and the Chida concerning how far we go in the Rabbanim. How far do we go in Minhagi Yisrael? You'll find the next Machlokes fascinating. This is on page number 3, right above what we just read, on the top of the page. It says Mashal. Listen to this, Rabbi Sai. If this is going to open up the Pandora's box, a lot of stuff. Wait a second. So the fact of the matter is
The Mashal has the following question. Listen to this. In Ma'ab Motiv of Beno, a father told his son, I don't want to do the following thing. Shalom Yomer Kaddish Al Imo. His mother Nedoch just passed away. And the father doesn't want his son to say Kaddish because he's very superstitious. If the child starts saying Kaddish, not only has mommy passed away, maybe you say Kaddish like Paseh Kaddish Sodom, that's going to be the harbinger of the Tati passing away. Well, so the father was very good. No, I don't want to say Kaddish or Imo. He mocked the love after Shukai, and since I'm alive, and there for you and your mother, will be pleased with my cover, and my cover is supposed to be my cover, but the cover, you gotta listen to me. So therefore, that's what he wanted to do. Imagine, the father told Shaul, I want to say Kaddish, I'm not even just passed away. So the Marshal says upon this, you have to see his Mahalas over here, the linear, it appears to me, the Amish Mola, don't listen to the father. Ma'akesh Nogu Ma'avasim HaKadoshim. Before we have a mini kada from back to Tom of Antiquity, to the Kukus Rabbi side of the Tanoim. Loim and Akadosh Yasav. Where do we derive it from? Me'uvda de Rabbi Kiva. The famous story of a man who was burning in Gehenna, and he appeared to Rabbi Kiva in a dream. And he begged Rabbi Kiva to help him in his matzah. And Rabbi Kiva asked him, do you have any progeny left behind in this world? And he told him, yeah, I have a progeny, a son. Remember, if I didn't give my child the proper third education, then I'm of it, said Isa. So this Rabbi Kiva went to search and seek for the son. And when he saw the matzah of the ignorance, he taught him the Kaddish and said to him, I want you every day to say this Kaddish I just taught you. So the story goes in this Medrash that Kiva Marmesh was close to that Nefesh to Shechem Yachar. The end of the story is the child said Kaddish every day, and that person came back to the Kiva Marmesh and says, well, that, but you don't know what you did to me. Marmesh eased up what was happening to me in Gehenna. They basically released me from that terrible Makom because of the schus of my child who said Kaddish. So that story is recalled to teach us the power of Kaddish, even for Amaratzim, saying on behalf of people who are Baravayanim, Kaddish is a potent prayer.
This is the source. Isn't this the source?
This is the source.
There's some other place, but the Mark.
Yeah, this is the source. This is the Kaddish. Yeah. So he quotes that Medrash Chazal, this Rabbi Kiva, and from there Chazal learned, Shuzakus, Benayak Nefesh, Meshachne Akbar, Loyna Kaddish. And therefore, he says, based upon that, the Mashal says, Havi Kiva Oimelo, it's as if the father, I say to the child, not to say Kaddish and Ami, it's what he told him. Shalom Yasa Dava Shul Yidivrei Sofer, not to do something which is from the words of our rabbis, who the Torah, and in particular, Ma'afe Shevetzinu Shekitna Loma, Shemukhi Loma Tepshana Vesheyna, the Chazal had a minute. In the first year, that a child should say, Hareini kapavas mishlava, what I do with my spiritual life and such, should be a kapava for my parents who just passed away. Kosh and surely on the Kaddish, to say Kaddish is a special kapara. The old and provable, he says. Aviv shamotha the dover over on the deraisa of a hafta mareka kamoka. Also, Lishmo that means that. So that's fascinating. What he's saying over here is, and this is the part I want to show you, that it says, besides the fact that this father knows darn well that when he finally dies, he's going to want his son to say Kaddish for him. So you need to say, for me, when I no longer hear, you don't want me to say Kaddish. For mommy, she's only if you're around, you don't want me to say Kaddish. Lizzie, if you have to. So he's telling it in the Bible, which is I say. But besides that, he claims this minute developed by the activities of Rabbi Kiva's story in the Minyan Israel has a din other than Rabbanan. Go back to where I started off this year tonight. All the Rabbanan are part of the Rabbanan. Of the Nasei Velois, I say, but this in there. Because if they're telling not to do this Minyan Israel, so he's telling the divine and the Torah and the Chazal kulkan hayyabah the project is applicable, that only to official takkanas and gezeras and the hagra klalis are established in the beds of Haggadah, but even a mini anime that developed with the stories of Akiva and Yasa, which then became accepted as the mini am amongst Klal Yisrael, which is now as strong as a mini established by Bezan Haggadah, according to the Mashal, has the din of Kulkan Chayav and the Khoidi. But also, Mishnah, you can't listen to your father to violate that. It's important for you to get covered by Hashem and listen to all types of the Rabbanah. This was the approach of the Mashal. What's interesting is, he's right underneath this Ahaka Kidah. The Kidah lived about 200 years after the Mashal, and the Kidah disagrees. The Kidah in two places in his Beit Yosef and the Tshuva Sky Shal says, Chalik Lod Mekasah, that's the line underneath this, Yesh Lefaki Kuzer, in Amigas HaKadosh, Nechsha Kibitza Shal Debreya, I am not so sure that Kadosh comes under the level of the Nogim of the Rabbanan to say it's as basic as if it's a din of the Rabbanan bound by Kuk of Chayim Kodi, the Chayim who have been under Baal, but this is merely a minig arm that developed, V'afu Yisodas of the Harry Kodesh, Medrash Chazal, so you'll tell me that it comes from Medrash Chazal, it's Miyusad on Harry Kodesh, Yesh Lodun, She'en of the Sidnitzel Shal Devrayem, this still might not be on the level of the Devrayim that the Rambam and Paskin, as I showed you inside, you include the following Rabbanat. So when he is basically arguing the Rabbanat side with the Mashal, with the following Makoto, what did you hear this? When it comes to Minhagim, the Minhagim that were established by the Bezim HaDodo, and this is Pashad Minhagim, the Minhagim Rabbanat side that were established amongst the interaction of people, the Yechidah, the Rebbe Akiva and the Hanan and such, the Mashal wants to say that even though the Minig started as a Minig Av, like a Minig of the people, once Klal accepted it, it's raised up to the level of all other Minhagim of Rabbanan and is bound by their same verse. I say that's the Mashal's opinion. If he does, it's not. If he does, says, or was established as a Chachman of Zer and a Minig of the Bezan HaGadol initially, is that I agree with you. But was developed not as a Minig HaBezan, but a Minig HaAv, and then it was Mekubal amongst the people. It's not raised to that level, it's not bound by the Yaseva Lo Yisasei, and yet it's not covered by that specific principle. This is going to make you think this is about what you're going to think about it for a couple of minutes. There are major ramifications when it comes to how we categorize certain Hugging. We have an army that developed over the time. We happen to pass them like this, or person like the Mashal against the people, but realize there is the essentially technical athletics concerning this. What's interesting, if you go back into the people over here, he says that his father has pain to hear his son to say Kaddish. Shayom, he says, it caused me mental anguish, but the Saman Wilson is not muzzled it for me, because if he keeps the same coverage, I won't be here anymore. His father is very superstitious. He then says, however, the people then proceeds and finds a way out. How can you find a way out? Why don't you say, this is not covered by that? How can the son disagree and not listen to his father? Listen to this. So you can't start a dead bank and back at the end of the day. You know, you can't come to the front door, come from the back door. The Kagon is the Yidot and Land of the Lungs. Uvanidas HaKadosh, Yimachabit Yimot, that's true. But what about Kibbut Av? The Halakh is Kibbut Av and Kibbut Ein, you have to give Kibbut Av first, take priority. So it says the Kibbut Esha, to the Negev Klal, Sha'adim Omolah Hashkeni Mayim, Imolah Hashkeni Mayim, to other Kibbut, Sha'imah Kayyom Bechadah. Omolah, he says, and therefore, beautiful answer. It is a concept of a father and mother telling the child to do something when they're still married. So the Gemara and also the Shulchan Aruch Paskins since you and mother hide to give covet to the father, the benefit, his covet and desire during the marriage to perceive hers, the father says give you water, the mommy says give you water, after you've cut your water first. What happens if your mother and father drop the divorce? They're no longer married. In that case, your mother is no longer mishubedes to have her covet be limited to the father. So the Gemara says, then if the boy's parents tell you, give me water, give me water, both parents, you have a choice to give to everyone. You're not bound to the priority of the father or the mother. As your real political child, if you do, you put in the middle of saying things. You choose the hump yourself. I brought it to between you, you make the choice. So Zakdal says to Pidra, that since the mother is surely more than divorced over here, she shouldn't know her manners. There's no longer viable marriage. The saying about the mommy's rights and the fatty's rights on, if it doesn't apply to the Yavesh, it usually doesn't apply to the woman who's dead. If that's the case, her cover is not Meshuvah and Kopa to father's cover anymore. This is St. Kaisa's Kavarima, and you're not looking at him about the Kavarima of Kavar 8, but there's no longer marriage. Therefore, he's the Kaisa to the mom. So he found another way of getting that way of the dilemma. So even if he doesn't use he uses this method to basically come to the same sacrosanctus.
But more than the last two lines, where the father who died and the mother who said, I don't think they can send this book. This makes it equal gender results, right?
Yeah.
The father who died first, because they're not.
At the end
of the war, it wouldn't matter. How do we know what that
was? Well, before he said this last line, I would have said, in the reverse case, he's asking, he was asking the Bible. Before I saw these last two lines, what happened if Tati passed away and Mommy was alive? And Mommy said to Nicola, don't say Kaddish or Tati because I'm very superstitious. If you say Kaddish, I won't be here too long. His question is, what would be the Metzias of calling to God this Mahalik? So what you want to say is, that since Allah from Amasa, before his last life, Mami is always Mokhiyah to be coupled to the father, so if you want to say if that's the case, perfect people to the father should not allow him to make that demand from a child. And therefore, Allah Almighty, the child was not to say Kaddish, the she and the child would be the father of the father. So what we're going to say now, if the people are going to answer is here. But that's only if the Allah Almighty is still married. Once the father dies, the similar divorce or no longer married, she's entitled to her opinion, and Tati is entitled to his opinion, he's another MS. In that case, the child can then say, well, I'm doing it not because I want to finish in your covet, but Allah Almighty, at the end of the day, you can tell me how to react to his cover, and you're not married because you have independence in your cover. At the same point in time, his cover is separate, your cover is separate, and over here, it's, I would say it's a cover thing. Because during her lifetime, she would have to be covered to the father, even in the Havamina, even when he's dead, and allow the child to say Kaddish. Even if they're no longer married, she surely would have to let the son, Allah, say Kaddish. If you cover the cover of it, at the base of the speech, you say Kaddish to the father. At the end of the day, Rabbi Yossi, bottom line is, you gotta say Kaddish, the parents can't answer one upon the other, especially if death took place, and that's the maskana, but it's interesting how they come to the respective opinions. Now, the next thing I want to show you, which is fascinating. This Rabbi Yossi is the Mishnah Kaddish. I'm just trying to think how much time I have left tonight before I explain this. So there are a couple more cases over here. I'm going to save the real juicy one for next week. I won't do a little one now, but I'll do the big one next week. The juicy one next week is you have to listen to your parents when it comes to Shabbat. That's the juicy one. That's the real high. But I'm not comfortable with that tonight. But when we do, when it comes to the question, now the child wants to make a leave to Eric's up, can the parents stop it? Can the parents say that since there's a lot of craziness going on there, so today the stabbing, I don't want you to make a leave. I don't want you to go in Israel. I'm going to be depressed. I don't want to live alone in Golos. Because Kibbutz Arayim trumped the mitzvah of each of Eretz Israel. So when Tamsi Imani comes to the right side, I want you to turn the page in the bottom top of the page. Right over here on the right side. And I'm going to show you the tshuva inside of the Maharam of Wittenberg and many of the other German-French Bible bases. And this is the Mishaver, so they sent top of the page, is the following. The Maharam of Wittenberg, Pasach, She'en leben v'shmol la'avish v'shmatzah v'shalala v'shtarit Yisrael. But the parents is going to leave their Yisrael, you're not looking to listen to that. She'en shemitzni la'avish, this is the list of the Zotar Yisrael, it's not as that. Ukevai v'ashu chazal nevamos, cool pen of Hayyam Dekhrodi, which is the one we start off with tonight. She'kavar amach and cover, before the cover of the parents. That they pass that such as the psach of the Matit, the Trani Mishpacha, in their shalos and chubas, nishul the nisha not allowed to sell itself. First, they made a nether, they want to leave their Israel, and they want to live in Tzafas. For other people, it's not the mother, that is absolutely not. And the parents given by the Mabit was, Shachai Rakaim Nidra, Lalas Lareth Israel, and the Tashbait then says, with the Talmud on Wittenberg, Shemukul Atzeis in Eretzel, Wilma Torah. So the problem is, but don't we have a Pesach in the books that can go outside Eretz and momentarily to learn Torah? So he says, but because momentarily we want to get even of aim, nevertheless, the fact of the matter is that with one tonight, that Amanat's last Eretz afterwards. If you can go outside Eretz, let's say you have a hot wedding and a quick letter, so you can't have an Eretz, you're living in Eretz, I want to go for a year or two, quick letter to learn by that wedding. He says, that's Mukhtar, the Amanas Laksa. Or another case, my parents are sick and Chisleret, I'm in Israel. I want to go to Chisleret to be with them for a little time. Once again, it has to be Amanas Laksa. But to go firmly to Israel, then he says, you don't have the courage for it. If that's the case, that he says, Sipasini, if the Mitzvah of Israel, which is one of the Mitzvahs of the Torah, is important enough to basically come under the principle of Kukum Kaimit, maybe. So we have the three passages over here. If you turn back on the paragraph, but it's at the page number 4, right before this, you have a sequel of this, not so much as in the Eretzel, but the Klav, a child, the Shem was published in the Tumas Adesh on page number 4. Let me read the Shem on top of the page, it's right over here, right over here, page 4 on top. What was the Shela? Talmud Shirota Latzeitz in the Nasa Lima Terra with the Rabbat of Shubatesh, of Simon Barak of Tanah. It seems he's living in a wonderful country in Europe, but there's a Rebbe in some other country. Around there, far away, that there's a better Rosh Hashiva. And somebody he knows will have great Hatzlach of learning with him in the Rabbe in the country in which he lives. Shirim of Simon Barak of Tanah. Yisku Batalma Lima Himenu. Of the body to have the take of the father screaming, absolutely not. In Medina, Sharab Shav, Kitsarini Agbod, it caused me tremendous pain. The Edukalata Tommy, they'll have a tremendous bag upon you continuously. Kasa Shalom, and Tehnitvas, maybe they'll have no longer there, grab you, kidnap you, or Yiolata, Kamoshadil and Baisa Medina. That country is a little lot of anti Semitism. Mayasa Tommy, Mishmal Abu Begela. Over there, Kechetz, Olima, Tera, etc., etc. The question is, when the father is defined to the Quran, it's not just a question of cover. It means both in pain and anguish. And all that is, the place you're going to is not the safest place on the face of this earth. And not that I know such a place anymore, to be honest with you. In our Kukwa, it's not so safe any place anymore. I can imagine those Kukwa that were going on in the wild, wild world of the world of ours, that the Semitism was really, really blazing on a very high level. So the fact is, what's took me over here? So the Trumas Hadesh in Paschim, this is what that is Shulchan Aruch. Yiri Be'etzurah Toshmoa, Kadgav Mel Aviv, and he brings a raya from the Gemara Masechus Erev, Kishem Shemetan of the Kutlaretz, Kach Metan of the Beis HaTzvaros, Beis HaPras Be'Vavonon, a Kohen table to go to Kutlaretz, for the purposes of Lisa Isha, Lul Matara, and a Yudha, Emes of Hezvan, Shein Motz, Beretz Lulmo, Amos of Lulmo, Lulmo, was a feel of also a little more of how the Pusser act that he should call himself a little more. Not everybody, as a Rebbe, can turn everybody on equally. So even though it might be a Rosh Hashiva in Eretz Yisrael that's turning a lot of people on, if it isn't turn you on, because the Rosh Hashiva Pusser that turns you on, you're allowed to go, even if you're calling the Pusser act, and the time that you took this Pusser act to learn by that Rebbe. And he brings the raya, other rayas, from Yosef, and Latzes, Latras, Ima, Eretzal, Latutlaret. The Gemara had a question, can a certain Amara leave Eretzal for the purpose of Kibbutz Rabbein? And the Gemara not Sugi didn't have a definitive answer. They then asked the question, can I leave Eretzal to learn Latutlaret momentarily? But then the Gemara said, to leave Eretzal to learn Torah momentarily to come back later on is Sholem Mutter. So the point out is, leaving Eretzal for Talmud Torah is Mutter. Leaving Eretz to Kibbutz Rabbein is a sot that you might not be Mutter. Zeta is Talmud Torah is more powerful than Kibbutz Rabbein. And furthermore, the biggest value is Yaakov Avinu lo nemesh at Kibbutz Rabbein. Ka'osam shan shalom to the Mishnah Eber. What does that mean? It means he was away Rabbi Yisai for a lot of years. But of the years he was punished for, he was only punished for the 20 years he was living by Rabbi. Those 40 years of learning Shia Shein Ka'idr, he was never punished for. Ah, he was away. Talmud Torah learning is not considered a steer of Kibbutz Rabbein, and therefore he's not managed for lack of Kibbutz Rabbein because of written busy learning Torah. But that's the Gemara did it. But that's because you see Talmud Torah is greater if Kibbutz Rabbein comes to this. So the ultimate bottom line of here is, unless you're talking going into the Mamash war zone, where it's impossible to be, from there, the father might be able to reflect it. But if it's a chashash, something might happen. So therefore, the psak is, even though to learn someplace else is allowed, the father might have pain, but as long as you're not going through a definite roughness of punish the poshites, he passes the kula, and that's the way he passes it. Now, we have today an Eretzal is double value. You're going there to learn Torah, and you're going to be an Eretzal, even without learning personally, you have a double sandwich. And what's interesting is a Peter Scheinberg. He took that away last year. He passed him, he was passing Allah on Asa, it's a flaw not only for both of them in Eretzal, but even girls in Eretzal were not believing Talmud Torah. But since the spiritual experience of Eretzal, and that's an option, it's so powerful, even they had to have to pass him this way, and that's what brought that Allah on Asa website, and you should come out when it comes to you.
Thank you for joining us at benstorah.com.